There were 496 new COVID cases in Erie County last week, 323 of them people under age 30. Of those, 207 are between 18 and 22, certainly college student age, although the county executive says the health department doesn't know how many of them are. He says students continue to break the rules, especially with that old standby of neighborhoods adjacent to college campuses, parties. Contact tracers say many who came for testing because they felt sick say they attended parties. Poland Cars says Albany has shipped in 4,000 instant tests, but those won't be used on weekends in University Heights.
We are not going to just use those for the general public. We're going to save them for specific outbreaks, including those that we believe may be attributable to colleges, but also workplace environments, or what we think is going to happen in the next couple weeks with schools being returned is we're going to have a child or two that test positive, and then we know every parent is going to want their child tested positive if they were in class together.
Poland Cars says the State Education Department is keeping track of the situation in public schools, although there has been pushback over releasing COVID data in some school districts for the state dashboard. With many local private schools operating full-time in their buildings, he says the county has had conversations with them. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.